Some people think the agencies are measured enough already, and some people think your agency's overmeasured. John Desenberg's the policy director at the Performance Institute. He's here to talk about what he's hearing in agency performance management. John, great to talk to you again. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Francis, and I know I'm speaking for a lot of people when I say congratulations on your new expanded show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to have you on as part of it. What are you hearing as far as performance? And we're learning today about the directive, the executive order on customer service, and that goes to an agency's performance. There's a lot out there right now, it seems, when it comes to performance management.
Well, there sure is, and you know, I think what's ironic for some folks is that OMB is just starting to get out guidance now on the Government Performance and Results Act modernization that the president signed, you know, way back in January, and we're just starting to see opening guidance from OMB on, for instance, who is your performance improvement officer. And, you know, frankly, I think most of us assume that OMB already knew that information. So, we're a little... You know, we'd be encouraged with quicker guidance from OMB because people are confused, and after all, there are some deadlines coming right away as far as revising your strategic plan as an agency. That's due next February. And also starting these quarterly performance reviews every quarter, and that's supposed to start, I think, here in June.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned there's a school of thought, and it is small, but it still exists, of people who think we're already measured quite a bit. We're on the verge of being overmeasured. Is that something that you get a sense that the administration's thinking about?
Well, it's a shame that's what's happened, but I'd agree with you on that, Francis. And, you know, at the Performance Institute, we don't want to see good information. It needs to be separated from what we call a data call. And a data call, you know, frankly, is useless information. We're measuring too much. We're measuring the wrong things. And we need to begin to measure what's truly important. And usually it's only a very few things. There's been a study, and we could talk more about this another time, but the more things people are measured on, the worse they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it becomes a matter of not knowing what really is important. And if you do this right, it should be about priorities and a few important things.
Yeah. One of the other things that the administration's working on that might throw a monkey wrench in performance initiatives is reorganization plans. Now, right now, it is focused on about a dozen trade and export agencies, but it's pretty clear from what the administration has said and the models that they've used in other areas that reorganization is coming to an agency near you sometime in the foreseeable future. What kind of effect does the typical reorg effort have on trying to measure performance and trying to get good performance?
Well, I think you only have to look as far as the Department of Homeland Security and not to pick on DHS, where there are people trying to do an excellent job. But if you spend any time looking at their data collection and their performance assessment and evaluation, there's a lot of layers there, a lot of layers and a lot of people trying to align to a higher plan that's distant from their own work. And, you know, even Shelley Metzenbaum at OMB, she addressed a group at our Government Performance Summit, and she said, look, if your agencies are overly bureaucratic about this and have too many layers and are asking for the wrong information, let me know, and I will do something about it. So, you know, we just hope reorganization doesn't mean a lot of this over-measurement and layers.
Mm-hmm. If I'm sitting in an agency, I'm trying to sort all of this out, is it fair for me to get a sense that some IT people got maybe 5 years ago where they're actually, I have to think about two tracks at the same time. One is compliance, making sure I'm checking off the boxes, and the other is actually making sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. In this case, we're talking about enhancing performance and service to the taxpayer.
Yeah, and I think certainly the CIO Act was a big step forward. I actually worked on the Cleaner Cohen legislation when I worked at GSA, but, you know, even in IT, I think they still struggle. Performance is still an issue. I think the president's dashboard in the IT area was a very good pilot for the rest of the government because we saw what a government-wide dashboard can do. It draws attention to agencies that may not be doing as well. And, you know, when attention is drawn to people, there tends to be action. You know, it's the famous quote, what gets measured gets done. And we do need more transparency. You know, one of our disappointments has been this performance.gov website. It was supposed to be available to the public, but OMB has kind of shelved it. It's not available to the public, and I think, you know, we do need more transparency on these measures.
John, always great to have you on the show. I wish I had more time, but I'm out of it, so all I can do is thank you for being on with me again.
Well, thanks, Francis. Let's do it again soon.
All right, sounds great. John Desenberg, Policy Director of the Performance Institute on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We've got the Performance Institute linked up and this conversation posted at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth 437.